Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us. Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here again with you this morning. Amen. It's just a blessing, you know. It's a blessing to wake up if people really realize that, you know. It's just a blessing from God. Amen. We're here another day, and I sure appreciate him. And I tell you, I appreciate hearing from you folks. When my little boy, he read for me last week. He's not here with me this morning, but when he read for me last week, I believe a lot of folks enjoyed that. And I did too. And hopefully we'll get him back to read for me and do some more for me again. I always want to encourage the little feller. He's my heart, my little buddy. If you have your Bibles, I want y'all to, if you want to, you can turn with me. If not, you can read it later. It's in St. Mark is where I'm going to take my scripture from this morning. I hope everybody's doing well. Amen. I know this flu has been going around and it's really been rough on some folks. And I believe it's even took a few lives. So be careful about that. Pray. But I'm going to be in St. Mark, and it's going to be the 8th chapter, beginning with the 34th verse. Just a very simple point, but there's a lot to it. It says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Boy, just that one verse, that's powerful. That's a lot in that. "But whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But who shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh into the glory of his Father with his holy angels." Amen. And another place also says that he would deny you before his Father and the holy angels. Amen. But there's just, I wanted to preach on the one part of what would it profit a man, but it's there's so much, and it's all so good. And it's all for us to learn to live and to have life. Amen. And when he said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow after me. And who will lose his life for my name's sake or the gospel's sake, the same shall find it. But he that try to save his life, he'll lose it. You know, this is what he's telling us. And what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? I see people that works all their lives and tolls and all that for their retirement and to work out all these other things, you know, that they just go. And I had a close friend of mine that I loved, and he used to be one of these boilermaker, amen. I that's what he was a union boilermaker, and he'd go around these job sites and he would work these ungodly hours, amen, 7 days a week and all that. And I just told him, I said, you know, this is no good. You know, you got to have God in your life. You got to just do this. You know, we can't just serve God on our free time or whenever we think that, you know, whenever it just, you know, is good for us. Amen. Amen. We've got to have God first. We've got to deny ourselves. Amen. We got to deny ourselves all these things. People are doing all they can to build up things here. And I'm not saying that you ought not, you know, plan for retirement or whatever, but you might better plan before retirement. Amen. Because God can call you out. And I know people that's, you know, or know people that's planned for retirement never got to. I knew a man that worked hard all of his life and all that, and he went his first day of retirement, they found him dead on the creek bank, amen, and that was it. You know, once appointed men to die, and after this the judgment, life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, and then it vanishes away. Now, you know, people can try to deny God's existence and all that, amen. They come up with this big boom and a big bang thing or whatever, you know, or we crawled out to sea and this, that, and the other. Well, I want to ask you, who made the sea? Who made all the things? Then they say these atoms collided together and you know, boom, we become this and that and the other. Well, where did the atoms come from? I just want to just throw that in there. I know that I'm not no highly educated college man and all that kind of stuff, but I can tell you I've got common sense, and it's got to come from somewhere, and I know the one, praise God. I know the one it come from. I know the one that's created life, and praise God, I know the one that's sitting right now at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and I. I know that you got to take up your cross daily and follow after him. You got to deny yourselves. Amen. You know, people, they don't want to deny themselves of this or the worldly pleasure, this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you something. You're not serving God. You're not perfected in God if you hadn't laid down your ways and turned unto God. Amen. And people that look at, you know, it gets me the church, the majority, I reckon, of the church world today. You know, either they got a put on, or they got some kind of thing that makes them look like they're all sad. I was talking with Ted and Sandy this morning. It was on a radio program about how that some churches just seem to be so dead. Let me tell you something. My God's alive, and you know what? He saves you unto a lively hope. Amen. I can tell you that I rejoice and I can shout, amen, praise God when things is going bad. Amen. I know that this. He is a redeemer, and he is everything. He's one that he will deliver. He's a great deliverer in anything. Amen. You know, I just think about Elijah. Amen. As he went before the prophets of Baal and all that. Amen. And there he was alone before, I think it was 400 or 350 prophets of Baal. Amen. But he was there all alone, and he was there to stand. Amen. He said, all right, whoever answers by fire, that's the God that we'll serve. Amen. And there all these prophets were, I think it was Jezebel's prophets and all, or prophets of Baal. Amen. They were there, and they went up there, and he told them, go ahead, you just go first. Amen. They got up there on the altar. They was leaping and jumping, cutting themselves with latches and all that. And I could just think about him just sitting over there. I just think about one of them old click lawn chairs, if they would have had one. Amen. I believe he would have had the old lawn chair laid out there just laughing, waiting on him. He said, well, maybe your God's asleep, or maybe he's on a long journey, maybe something like that. Amen. And he was there. Why? Because he had the peace of God. He had the power of God. Amen. He knew when it would come his turn. Amen. The one that was going to answer by fire. You know what? Praise God. If you're in a hospital bed this morning, amen, and the doctor's telling you that you ain't got no hope or anything else like that, I'm telling you this morning that there's hope in Jesus Christ, amen, and he can heal cancer or anything else like the common cold. I know people has tried to go to all extents to try to save their life, but the Bible said you'll lose it, amen. But if you lose it for the gospel's sake, or for Jesus, amen, the same shall find minded. I know people he's brought back when they give them 2 hours to live, when they cut the life support system off on them. Amen. They come back. Amen. I know that's the God that I serve. Amen. I'm the one that'll save unto a lively hope. Amen. We don't have to go out listening unto the devil's lies. Amen. And if you've got a religion that you can't be excited about, amen, that you can't be happy about, God that you served, that you can't rejoice about, amen, you're serving the wrong God. Amen. I can tell you, even when I was out in the world, amen, when I served Satan, I had me a good time, I thought. Amen. I rejoiced in sin for a season. Amen. But it came unto an end. But thank God, the rejoicing I got now is way better. You know, back in the day, oh boy, they thought I was a party animal and all that. And there would be people that would come hang out around me and do all that kind of stuff because of the attention that I might draw. But I can tell you, thank God that come to an end. But I have better rejoicing now than I ever had before. But praise God, there ain't as many following. I'm trying to knock down your door nowadays. They afraid some of it might get off on them. I hope it would. I hope that the joy and the rejoicing, amen, and the peace and the liberty that I got in Jesus Christ, that others could have this. I can tell you, there is a bunch of horse-faced religion out there. Amen. You say, what you mean, preacher? Big old long faces. When it looks like they're going to church, amen, some, they don't look like that was part of their sentence. Amen. That they had to do. That's part of their, you know, their, I forget what you call it, but anyway, part of their, a part that they have to do. What you call that stuff when you have to do public service or whatever. Amen. That's what they feel like they got to do. They look like they so unhappy. I've been to churches. It looked like they all had been to the orthodontist and was sore. Amen. But I can tell you this. Amen. Some look like their mother-in-law moved in with them. Amen. But I can tell you where I go and what I do. Amen. It looks like their mother-in-law moved out. Amen. That they rejoice. Amen. And if you can't rejoice in Jesus Christ, something is wrong. You've not denied yourself. Amen. I tell you what. I know there's pain in this. Amen. I know there's some suffering too. Amen. But he said, take up your cross and follow after me. Amen. If we'll follow after him. Amen. You know what happens after crucifixion? There's a resurrection. Amen. You know, some people, they're trying to get all they can nowadays. And you know what? If you ain't going to serve God, you might as well get all the world you can, because that's all you're going to have. Amen. Because let me tell you something. There's still a devil's hell, whether anybody wants to preach about it or not. I'm where Joe Osteen believes it or not. I don't care. Amen. I know that there's a devil's hell. Amen. And there's a heaven to gain and a heaven. Righteous people are going to get into heaven. Amen. And those that do wickedly and ungodly are going to inherit hell, the drunkard. Amen. And the liar and the false prophet and all those that even had pleasure in them that do such things. They're going to lift their eyes in the devil's hell. I don't want you to change your ways. You know what? Praise God, we can change our ways. Put ourselves up the side. Amen. Put him first. You know what? If a man gain the whole world and lose it, so what does it profit him? If you had the money of Bill Gates, if you had the prestige of most anybody in the world, what would it do when you got to stand before God? He don't care if you was mayor, president, or governor. Amen. It won't matter to him. But what's done for Christ is the only thing that's going to stand. Amen. As a tree falls, there shall it lie. There will it be. Whether it be to the north or whether it be to the south, wherever it land, that's the way it'll be. If you live in sin, you're going to die in sin. And that's the way you'll be raised in judgment. Let me tell you something. The rich man, he looked around and seen all his stuff. He said, look, where am I going to bestow all my goods? Amen. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build new. And I'll say to my soul, take thine ease. But let me tell you something. The Lord let him tear down them barns and build new ones. And then he said, thy fool, thy soul is required. required of thee? And who shall these things be? Amen. He built it for somebody else. I think about Lazarus. Amen. He just begged for the crumbs from the rich man's table. What some people could do with their money. They have so much money. And what they could do to help or to feed or to bring the gospel in light of somebody who doesn't have it today. What they could do. Amen. I believe they're going to be like that rich man. You know what? The rich man didn't care about all the other. Amen. But I can tell you what. He's praying right now because he's lifted his eyes in torment. He said, for I'm tormented in this flame. Amen. He's seen old Lazarus over there in Abraham's bosom. And he said, let me have just a drop of water. That would just be so good for the torment that he was in. But I can tell you this. Amen. He said, no can do. Or what them's my words. The Bible didn't say that. Amen. But pretty much no can do. We can't come across there. You can't come across here. Amen. Where you was had all this stuff in the world. Amen. Now you're tormented. Where Lazarus had evil. He's covered it now. Amen. Why? Because he's the one that loved God. Now, I don't know what Joe Osteen and all them other big prophet preachers will say about that, but I can tell you right now, Lazarus was not lost. Amen. Because he didn't have money. I didn't mean that he wasn't saved. Praise God. All that prosperity. The Bible said, woe unto the rich. Amen. Why does he say woe unto the rich? Because they don't have a need of nothing that they can call out on God. Amen. But I can tell you, it's hard for a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God. Amen. It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle. The Bible says, amen, but all things are possible with God. Now, I do know rich men, amen, that serve God, and thank God that they do. Amen. I tell you what, Job was a rich man, but when it was all taken from him, he still served God. When his wife come to him and said, do you still hold your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? He said, you speak as one of them foolish women. Amen. I think she had been hanging out with him. I tell you what, I believe there's a lot of them today. They got some foolish wives, amen. They've been watching too much of them soap operas, amen, and gathering up with all them Facebook friends and all that, when they ought to be in prayer, amen, and seeking God, because I can tell you, you can get what you need. They look for it in all different kind of things, amen, and events and excitement to get their adrenaline up, but they still ain't full. People do work and toll and all that to put it, amen. To have this money, but they put it with bags with holes in it. Amen. They try and they got them clothes, but yet they still lack warmth. Amen. They don't know that they're still poor, destitute, and miserable. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you're not serving God to the full, you are a miserable person. Amen. You can go play all you want to and say, well, I went to church. I went to go show up my new Lincoln or whatever that you do. Amen. But let me tell you something. If your heart's not in it, and you not denied yourself, and you not put God first, and you're not taking up that cross and following after him daily, you're miserable, destitute and poor. I don't care how much money you think you might have. Amen. But let me tell you something. One thing I ain't never seen is an armored car in a funeral procession. You ain't going to take it with you. Amen. There ain't no side pockets on no casket. Amen. I ain't seen where nobody's carried all that with him. Amen. Paul, I'm sorry. Amen. It was Job that said, naked I cometh into the world, and naked I live thither. Amen. You're not going to take nothing out of this world. Amen. But what you've done for Jesus, here our works will go before us. Amen. And we need to lay up our treasures in heaven, where moth can't corrupt nor rust, or thief break through and steal. Amen. Lay up our treasures there. Our whole purpose and duty is to serve God and to keep his commandments. Amen. And they're not grievous, amen. Other joyous, thank God, amen, that I was set apart and set aside, amen. Praise God. He didn't let me go to a devil's hell, but he had mercy on me, amen. Did he love me so much, amen, that he did this when I was one that took his name in vain and done all the things that I did? Did he still turn his hand and outreached it for me? And he's trying to still yet unto this lost and dying world. some, you know, they only want to be a Christian around church people and this and that and the other. But when they go to their workplace, hey, man, you can't tell by their language or the way they act or the way they treat their employees or the way they do as co-employees. Hey, man, that they have ever even seen the inside of a church. Now, I'm just telling you like it is, whether you like it or not. Amen. That's just the way it is. Amen. But I know this. You can. Amen. That you can have a joy. This unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. That you can carry to work with you. You can have when you go home. Amen. You can have in the midnight hour. Amen. That you can have one. That he said he would sup with you. Amen. That we. Amen. Those that, that try to save their life in this world. Amen. They try to save their prestige. They try to save all these other things. Amen. They try to save their life with all the natural things. Amen. But let me tell you something. He said that you'll lose it. Someone's going to deny God. They're going to deny him every bit. You know, some people are so spiritual to where they get before the doctor and he tells them that they've got cancer and they've got to do this and got to do that. Some will pray. Some will say, yep, we're going to have to pray. Some will just do whatever they'll have to do. It don't matter what it is. They'll even deny God. Amen. But let me tell you something. What happens if you lose your soul? What does it profit a man? If he have everything in the world and he had everybody at his fingertips to bow and to serve him, what will it do when we've got answer before the Almighty God, the one who made us? Amen. You know, the Bible said from the clay this body came and from the dust it shall return thither. Amen. Let me tell you, our soul's going to go to God, the one that give it, and it's going to answer to according to the deeds that it's done in this body. Amen. I can tell you, if you not give your all, if you not really denied yourself, that you can do it today. Amen. That you, this is the day, this is the hour that you can turn unto him and you can give yourself unto him. Leave all the rest of the things alone in the world. Amen. I can tell you that you can be a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things new and all things of God. And you'll be happy. And praise God, you'll be happy. You'll be happier than that fella that goes happy, happy, happy. Amen. Because you'll have a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Because you put Jesus number one. I can tell you, he's all powerful. He's almighty. Amen. And he's a loving God. Amen. And he'll answer your prayer. Amen. You say, well, he ain't answering your prayer. Amen. Maybe you need to cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. The Bible said, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. Where one, amen, he prayed, did it rain not on earth, and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months, amen. But when he prayed again, amen, the Lord, he brought it rain, amen, he brought it abundantly, amen, where there was dry ground, amen, where you had problems in your family, amen, where you had problems in life, he said he would even cause you to have peace with your enemies, amen. I can tell you that there ain't many people that'll pray for their enemies, amen. I have a few, praise God. It ain't on my account, but praise God. I pray for them, amen. I'm going to do God's will. Amen. I want fulfilled completely and wholly in my life. Amen. I want people to see just what heaven's all about, amen, and the glory. But let me tell you something. If we didn't have heaven to gain, praise God, I would still live this way, because I've got a God that loves me, cares for me, and he provides for me in my every day, in my every way. Amen. He provides for me, and he loved me, and he showed me when he put his good hands out on that cross for me. He loves us. There's no greater love than this. Did a man lay down his life for his friend? Amen. He said, I'm not long, no longer calling you to serve, but friends. Amen. Because a servant know not what his master do. Do you know that you can get past being just a servant? Amen. We can be joint heirs with Christ. We can have our name written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Praise God that we can have a power over Satan and anything that comes if we'll deny ourselves and put Jesus first. Have you thought about that today? Amen. putting him first and foremost. You know, when a man and a woman come together, I believe, you know, you say, well, you might be old fogey, old fashioned or whatever. Well, praise God, call me whatever you will. That'll be all right. Just don't call me late for supper. Amen. But, you know, I believe that the man still ought to be the head of the house. Amen. I ought to believe that he ought to make all the major decisions. You know, I believe it's still a together thing that you ought to, you know, talk and do those things together, but a man ought to make that last decision, and a man in the family ought to bear the burdens, amen, because you know what? He didn't design the woman to do that, amen. He designed the man to take care of the household, amen. He's one that he's supposed to be the savior of the wife, amen, the savior. He's supposed to love his wife as Christ has loved the church, amen, and he gave himself for it. That's what the man's supposed to be, but nowadays it's not that way. It's just till the next one comes along. Amen. If this don't work out, we'll get us one of them quick divorces or whatever and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. If the man is where he needs to be, amen, the woman shouldn't have any problem falling if she's where she needs to be, and she's lightened from all those burdens and cares. Why? Because a man has taken a place he's supposed to. Amen. You know, now it looks like a lot of times the woman's wearing the britches in the family. We've got these stay-home dads and all that kind of stuff. Amen. I ain't read none of that in the Bible. Amen. I tell you what I think. Praise God that a wife ought to be able to do her part. Amen. And to raise the children like that they should. I believe that God has put that in a woman's heart. Amen. But I know that there'll be a lot to disagree with me, but that's all right. Everybody's got their opinions, but I won't mind. According to the Word of God, I want to be shaped and formed and fit, and I want to be a vessel for the master's use. I want people to rejoice and know that you can sit in heavenly places here. Amen. When people go and they just think like they're so unhappy about this and that and the other, let me tell you something. God will make you happy. Amen. You can rejoice when you sing gospel music. Amen. And you can know the meaning thereof. I tell you that we're living in a generation today. They just name it and claim it. Well, you can name and claim all you want to, but if you don't possess it, if you don't deny yourself, you won't never possess him. Amen. And greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And we can overcome. This is the victory, amen, that we can have in Jesus that overcometh the world. Amen. Everything was against him. People were against him. You know, people, they don't even want to be talked about. Oh, they want to be in the crowd. Well, the Bible said, straight is the gate and there is a way, and few be there that find it. Amen. But broad is the way that lead to destruction, and many be that go in thereat. Amen. That broad is the way. They want to be a part of this and that. You know what? Praise God, I might not be a part of these fancy groups or this, that, and the other. I know I'm not an eloquent speaker. I apologize for that, but I'm just how God made me, and thank God he called me to preach. Amen. And thank God that people, they can understand what I say most of the time. Amen. Unless you're from up north, you might not understand me real good. Amen. But praise God, I try to make it as plain as possible. I love you. I don't care who you are, race, creed, religion, whatever. I love you. God loves you. He wants you to be saved. Amen. He wants you to know the joys of salvation. I want you to know the joys of salvation. And I tell you what, this is Brother Tommy. God bless you until next week.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.
You want information and insight? We've got it. The Dennis Prager Show at noon at WBOB.
Hey, it's Michael Savage. Join us weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Weeknights at 6
on WBOB, The Answer.